Blog Talk Radio.
TGIF, the Hunter and Friends Show. That's what I'm talking about. Oh, my goodness. Wow. Of course, I had a hiatus because I was sick. And I guess this is the cold flu allergy season. That kind of thing is going on. Welcome to the Hunter and Friends Show to everyone. God bless you. You know, we got some hot topics today on the air that we're going to discuss. A lot of things going on. Today is 9/11. Today is the day that 14 years ago that some people perished under terroristic acts, and I found it despicable. Today is also the day that my father passed away on 9/11, but not on the actual day of terrorism. So anyway, we're going to go on to my first caller. Hi, welcome to the Hunter Friends Show. Who's on? Hello?
Hello?
Hey, welcome to the Hunter and Friends Show. Who's on?
Hey, it's Chocolate from Jersey Jules.
What's up, sexy chocolate? I always have to call you that because every time I see you, you be on your game.
Thank you.
You're welcome. What's up, girl? How you doing?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm good. I kind of ran by some of your stuff. I mean, well, a ride, and I got in touch with this young lady. I'm like, wait a minute, this sounds so good. I got to hear more about it. So I reached out to her so she can reach out to you to find out more about the ride. Now, before I do that, I have a co-host that I'm going to put on, and she can chime in with us. Hey, AJ,
okay.
You on?
Hi.
Hey, AJ. AJ, this is Chocolate from Jersey Jules, and I invited her on so she can talk about what she's doing, and it's wonderful. So I like to plug her in.
Hi, everybody.
Hey, AJ, how you doing?
Fine, thank you.
Good. So, Chocolate, tell us what's this ride about, what you're doing.
Okay, so the ride is called the Memorial Ride for All Fallen Female Riders. And the ride started back in 2009 with the untimely passing of Jackie Busa, who was the owner of East Coast Retail, who, you know, if you live on the East Coast and you're rocking the ballistic style vest, more than likely you got it from East Coast Retail because that was a business.
Mm-hmm.
And in 2000. You know, so when she passed away, she was a really good friend of mine outside of the community. And this was my way of homage to her. So every year I just used to go to Hawk's Nest because that was her favorite to ride. And so there's a lot more female riders going down. And there really was like a ride that paid homage to them. You know, there was always a ride for this guy and that guy and this guy, but there weren't so many, there weren't really many rides for female riders. So, you know, to say,
right, you're absolutely right. You're right. You're absolutely correct on that. And it seems like, I don't know, Chocolate, I don't know if it's just me, but it seems like in the past 2 years, we've lost more and more female riders. What do you think?
Well, we absolutely have. And I'll talk about that in 1 second, why I think that is. But But so
okay.
Jackie Gleason's birthday is actually today. She was born September 11th. And so mm-hmm. the ride always occurs the weekend of her birthday. That's where the ride came from. And that's before.
Wow. Well, happy birthday, Jackie. May you sleep in peace. This is such a good cause. I mean, do you guys, is it any charity that's going to, that you represent do this ride?
No, it's not a charity ride. It's not pay. There's nothing to do but show up and ride your bike because that's all Jackie was about. All she wanted to do was ride. So we just
ride
meet
a ride.
We go to, and we do the ride. We go up to Hawk's Nest, which is her favorite place. And, you know, we go, we have dinner, we hang out. And then, you know, we go home.
Wow, it's very nice. That's really, really nice. That's beautiful and inspiring also. Inspiring meaning, you know, through her that you get to get people together and not only, memorialize her, but also live out what something that she always wanted, that she loved doing, just like all of us. So that's really great. I'm proud of you, man. That's really nice. And, I guess for next year you could put me on board. I would really love to go full steam in promoting this more and more and getting people out there to do this ride with you. I'm down for now. My back is out, but I would be out there riding with you.
I'm going to hold you to that.
Yes, please hold me to that. Please, anything else? What's Jersey Jules doing? What's going on with you guys?
Jersey Jules is, you know, this year we're just kind of playing it real low key. We've just been, you know, just been riding our bikes and hanging out together and strengthening our bond as a club and supporting the people that, you know, that support us. Me and my vice president, Icy, are heavily involved with Females Leading Our Women, which is Flow,
right.
which we have an annual all-female weekend. So we are heavily involved in that and getting the food done.
Right. That's awesome.
That's nice.
Do you have any questions you want to ask her, AJ? AJ is not from our world, but she kind of got thrown into it. You know,
I'm not from your world, but I'm getting informed all the time. I love and respect writers. I just came from a trip down in South Carolina, and as you know, the laws are a little bit different down there. One thing that I was shocked about is that the helmet law. I mean, I noticed that bikers do not have to wear helmets, which I think is just absolutely crazy. I mean, I realize that maybe you don't appreciate as much what's going on around you when you have that helmet on, but you're saving your life. So I'm definitely an advocate. I don't know how all you feel about that, but it's so important because, you know, you do ride a little bit faster when you have that open road, and it's just
right.
So sad because everyone that I knew that fell off didn't have a helmet. They either are no longer with us or they're in serious condition. So I just want to let people know that you really, really have to think about protecting yourself because you want to live to enjoy the next day. You know,
exactly. I mean, that was one of the rules that my son, well, I mean, I'm not stupid. Of course I'm going to wear a helmet. But he said, Mom, you going down to Myrtle? You definitely have to wear a helmet. I said, come on. Because when I ride, AJ, you see me, I look like a Power Ranger, Transformer or something.
Right.
I'm all wrapped up. There is no way. You know, I do commend our girls. Chocolate, I don't know how you ride, but I'm not putting on heels or whatever. But I do commend them that do. I know my girl. Hot Sauce does, Jockey does. They all look great and beautiful on their bike. It's just me. I just have to wear a full face helmet and so forth. You know, I gotta. You know, I know what road rash looks like, right, Chocolate?
I tell my girls all the time. You dress for the slide, not for the ride. Because
yes, that's right.
You look cute with your little with your heels on. You look cute with your booty shorts on. But the split second that you're off that bike and sliding down that asphalt, best believe afterwards you will not be cute, and you will have to wear clothes. So might
exactly.
as well wear them and change when you get there. I mean, if
exactly.
your shorts are small enough, they can fit in your book bag, and you can change when you get there.
Exactly.
Can I say
I'm gonna.
Thing,
oh, yes. Go ahead, AJ. I have another caller. Go ahead. No, it's okay, AJ. Go ahead.
Yeah, I just wanted to make another comment. Again, like I said, I was traveling, and I don't know what the stereotypes are out there because I hear them every once in a while, and I don't agree with them, but I think bikers are some of the most friendly people out there. I was riding with a friend of mine through North and South Carolina, and every time we would stop at a road stop, we would run into bikers, and everybody, I mean, I would just say hi. And I got incentive because they were so friendly to just tell them a little bit about you, Hunter, so you might get some new followers. You know, just
right.
And it's just a friendly atmosphere. So I'm not going to tell you that it's going to get me on a bike, though. But I do enjoy being around you guys. I definitely do.
Thanks, AJ. Hold on. We got another call that's been waiting for a minute. 646-577. Who's on?
Guess who?
Chop.
Take one guess.
Yeah, Chop, Chop, Chop. Chocolate and AJ. AJ, you already know Chop. Chop comes on. Chop is one of my very first listeners and has always been a supporter of my show, the Hunter and Friends show, and always comes down to, well, last week I missed her because I was sick, but she came down to 399 Huguenot Street here in New Rochelle, Yamaha, and sometimes she co-hosts with me, but she calls in. I does a Chops report, and Chops is a living legend. She is the last, she is the last of her crew, the unicorns, out from in Mount Vernon.
My unicorns.
So what's, I'm sorry, new breed. I'm sorry, new breed. I'm sorry.
My unicorn, the unicorn that have been in my head years.
All right, Chops, give us the Chops report. What's going on?
Oh, nothing. I'm just sitting up here looking at the Freedom Tower and all that.
All right, what do you think about that?
Well, I put it like this. I'm not going to forget that day on 9/11 when I saw that confound plane way into the World Trade Center from my window.
Mm-hmm.
And have anybody ever seen a black person turn white?
No, I haven't.
Well,
but enlighten me.
I can imagine.
I know.
Thank you. Somebody understand what I'm talking about.
Oh, my God.
No, I put it like this. That was a heck of a day all them years ago. And like I said, when I be looking out the window, I'm looking at the Freedom Tower now. I'm looking at the Empire State Building and stuff. And I see them sign like things sticking up, you know, from there. But I do not see one sticking up from the Freedom Tower.
Right.
So I know 9/11 is the... It's a remembrance of this day.
Yeah, that's right.
But now, getting back to the female riders. Me,
mm-hmm.
I used to ride by myself too. I went down back in the day. I messed up my hand bad. So now, mm-hmm. only thing I'd rather do is be on the back seat. You know, stuff like
you
that.
You'd rather be a backpacker?
Yeah.
But I understand. I understand that, Chops. I got to get to other callers. So, Chops, I'm going to put you on mute.
Okay.
You know, I'll put you back on this view. Hold on.
Okay.
Oh, my Chops. I love my Chops. Hold on. Hi, the Hunter and Friends show. You're on. Hello? Hello? I guess you're shy. Hold on. All right. Here we go. Hi, the Hunter and Friends show. You're on. Hello?
Yeah, hi, Hunter. Hello?
Hey, Michael.
Yeah, that's me. Hargrove.
He says, yeah, that's me. Hey, you guys.
Yeah.
This is Michael Hargrove. Michael, introduce yourself on the Hunter and Friends show. You need no introduction with me. If they need to know all these movies coming out, what's coming up next? So introduce yourself.
Michael Hargrove, the writer and creator of Frank Chase and the Streets of Harlem, a movie that will be coming out sometime in the beginning of next year.
Mm-hmm.
Michael Hargrove?
No, he said what's the name of the movie.
Oh, Frank Chase and the Streets of Harlem.
Okay.
Frank Chase and the Streets of Harlem.
And this is the first one. They've got more to come.
Yeah, this is the first one.
Yeah, we got more to come. I'm actually in the movie, guys, so chocolate. Yeah. Look out.
Yeah, movie.
For me.
She's a little crazy character.
Could have called me. I could have been in his movie. I could cry on cue.
You can cry on cue. Oh, you're too funny. She said, I could cry on cue. That's what I'm talking about. Yeah, yeah. It's a lot of fun. These are some really great actors in the film, some really great, great people, and written very well. It's really hard. I mean, it's not really hard for me, Michael, to get into character because I'm kind of very near it anyway. But
yes, very close. Very, very close.
So she's playing herself.
She's close to herself.
There's actresses playing herself.
You know what I find weird? It's that he wrote it, and it kind of like, if I didn't know any better, I would say, you wrote that for me. Like, you know what I'm saying, Michael? Like, you. And then I shared it with Michael how I had a dream. I dreamt that I was doing my role, which was really weird to me. So I'm like, wow, I'm really into this shit. This is really I'm really living this shit. I don't know. Michael must be following me around.
Yeah, you just have to fit your role perfect.
Definitely. So, Michael, what's going on? You got any updates for us with Frank Chase in the Streets of Harlem? What's going on? I know it's getting bigger and bigger, man. So what's going on?
Yeah, it's a lot of developments coming up. I mean, we just signed on to be nationwide, so we'll be all across the U.S. and the world. A lot of people are coming on the movie. I got major stars. I want to talk to them.
Are you breaking up?
We're looking good.
We're looking good. So you said nationwide. So that's for like Europe, besides the United States, that kind of thing. Russia, what you think?
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be distributed around the world. So, I mean, it'll be nationwide across the U.S. movie theaters, and I think it's 34 other countries or 30 countries or something like that.
Are you kidding me? You're AJ. I'm calling my cousins in Zimbabwe. I'm going to tell them I'm going to be in the movie. I'm going to tell them I'm going to be in the movie. Morocco, Zimbabwe, South Africa. Look out. No, this is great. This is great because there's so many wonderful things going on in the movie industry. I'm very happy for Straight Out of Compton, those guys telling their story.
Yeah.
You know, it seems like it's all coming back, you know, because for a while there was some garbage out there. It just deterred me. Right. And it deterred me from going to the movies. So, you know, this is hot, man. Maybe, you know, you meet Chocolate and you could find a part for her like you did me. Right, Chocolate? I don't know where she went.
Absolutely. You want to talk to me? I cry on cue and I do my own stuff.
You do your own stunt? Oh,
okay,
my God.
I'm filling them down on 125th Street.
Well, I'm going to put you guys, stay on. I'm going to answer some more calls, and we're just going to go look forward with the show as we go, and then we'll touch back on some of the things that you guys are doing also. Let's see, 347-904, you're on. Hello. Come on, don't get shy on me, people. Today is Friday. Is that what it is? I can hear you, is it? Yes.
Hi, say their phone number first. Maybe they'll.
What are you saying?
I said, say their phone number first. Maybe that will allow them to know you're talking to them.
Well, it's okay.
304.
Hey, girl, you know who number that is.
Hey, what's up?
What's up?
You don't forget about me. Look at that.
Shoot, my eyes are going all over this board. I want to actually,
I know that.
This is Boogie. Boogie, of course, you know Chocolate from Jersey Jewel.
Absolutely.
So, guys, today we have a hot topic today, and I kind of wanted to brush it across. I mean, number one, it's 9/11. Number two, you know, Chocolate. Whoa, I don't know. What is that in the back? Somebody mute their phone? That hurt me.
No.
Yeah. Can you hear me? Okay. I know you two in the circuit, Chocolate and Boogie, and you guys can probably weigh on this too. In our motorcycle community, we have like a lot of things that go on, and one of my listeners wanted me to touch on the topic, which is, has the MC lost his thrill? Jealousy, gossip, home lives has been destroyed. I mean, what do you think? Do you think that the new generation of members have no respect for our MC, that have no respect for the history of our MC by the way it's going on? I mean, what do you guys think about that, Chocolate and Boogie?
I'll let Chocolate go on that.
Okay, well, this is Chocolate. Okay, so I've been in the community since 2002, and I don't think that it's a lack of respect for our community. I think it's a lack of knowledge. That we're in right now, the post-biker bully age, where everyone thinks that it's cool to be in a bike club, it's cool to ride a bike. They don't necessarily have a passion for it the way people who have been here for a longer period of time. And I think that those who have just come onto the scene haven't taken the time to find out and to learn the history behind what we do. Because if they did, then they wouldn't be doing a lot of things that they do. And I'm not saying that the motorcycle community can't move forward and progress and, you know, use technology and things of that nature. But one of the things about being a biker is that you are a loner almost. You go against the grain. You don't follow the rules. You don't follow the trend. You don't follow the fad. You know, it's just really supposed to be about you and your youth. So I think that the newer generation haven't taken the time to really learn what it is in a motorcycle club. Because even now, it's not even referred to as a community anymore. People refer to it as a circuit. I'm like, what the heck is this? I don't get it. So,
circuit, right?
Yeah, I don't like that.
I don't either. Victor, whoever that is, can you mute your phone? Please. Victor, are you on?
Yes, my love. I just came on. I'm so sorry. How are you?
It's okay. Vixen does our news. Vixen, if you're listening in, Vixen's also in the community. And I want to touch on something Chocolate said. Chocolate, you're absolutely correct. The lack of respect comes from not holding a position. But as the older, you know, I've been in the community for over 20 years, and I find that it's important for people like myself to mentor people who are just coming in. You know, they say it's hard to teach an old dog new tricks, but it's all hard to train a new dog, you know?
You're right.
So what do you think, Vixen?
Well, I'm learning something every day. And thanks to you teaching me, you are my mentor, sis. You are my mentor.
Oh,
I look after you, and everything you do, I watch you.
Thank
so whatever you.
You
do wrong, girlfriend, just know that I'm there. Because
thank
I'm going to do
sweetie.
Everything you
Same
do.
Here. Thank
but
you,
I do
sweetie.
Believe,
Same here.
I do believe in my heart that you can't tell a person how to be. They are who they are already. But you can mold somebody who's willing to be molded, because in today's society, believe it or not, you really don't know what's out there.
Can you mute your phone, somebody?
I don't know what's that.
Hello? I don't know who that is, but it sounded like they were playing with a vibrator. AJ, you're still on.
Wait a minute. You know what? You're wrong for that.
Boogie, you still on? Okay. Yeah,
I'm still on.
All right.
Hunter.
Go ahead, Vic.
Put your thing on silent, sweetie. Did you put batteries in it? You said you put new batteries in it. Why are you trying to play yourself? You
stop,
really
stop.
Don't give me
that deal, because I'll tell you what happened later when I come
you
back.
You trying to check that out. You are too much.
All right, so go ahead, Vic, please.
You know, as far as society and stuff like that, I lost my train of thought. But
because it was in the gutter. Go ahead.
I just lost my train of thought with something in that building.
So, please don't make me cough. You sound like old people hacking up. Anyway, oh my goodness. So anyway, we were saying, Dixon, you know, you were saying that, you know, you're new in this and you're learning. And to me, it's always good to follow tradition, but it's also good to bring in the new. You know what I mean? To start
of course,
new ideas.
The new also has new ideas and stuff like that, but nothing beats old school. You see, because
right.
the way things were back when, only you know because you've been in it so long. Somebody like me that's just fresh into it, I've only been in it like 5-6 years. So I look at you, I learn, I watch everything you do, you teach me, and I'm right there just absorbing everything. I'm not a type
right.
of person that says I know or I act like I know it all or know everybody.
Right.
But I'm
right.
a person that's willing to learn. So anything anyone teaches me, I want to just grab, because you got the old school people out there, such as yourself, you know, who always have things to bring to the table. So, you know, I appreciate things like that.
All right. Well, thank you. Thanks, Dixon. You know, Chocolate, if you remember, he came in 2006. You know, our society wasn't as well publicized as it is now.
Right.
And a lot of people didn't know. It was like sort of a secret society in the motorcycle community. When you wore your vest, you did not talk to outside people. They could not find out about your world. Please mute your phone. I don't. Okay, hold on. I don't know.
Do you think that has something to do with social media? Has a lot to do with it?
I think so, too, but it also not only has to do with social media, I think it has something to do with, and forgive me if I'm wrong, somebody correct me next week if you want. I think it has a lot to do with people wanting more numbers, clubs wanting more people to look, so they can look bigger in numbers. And you notice a lot of people don't prospect. Some people buy their vessels. You know what I'm saying?
Mm.
Some people are buying. Hello? Yeah, hello.
I'm here.
Some people are buying their vests. They're not prospecting anymore. You know, you have, you know, clubs that want to do those big trophy parties, but they got to get their numbers up, or they invite outsiders in. And outsiders meaning people without vests. We're not even talking about independent riders. We're talking about people who just don't who don't ride, but they keep paying more at the door because they don't have colors on their back. You know. So, I mean, I don't know. Correct me if I'm wrong. What do you think, guys?
And that goes back to not understanding the tradition, the history, or why we do what we do, the people who have just come into the community, because they just know no better. And unfortunately, it's hard to, you know, pull somebody aside, you know, a grown man, another grown man, grown woman, another grown woman. Listen, you're not doing this right. You're wrong. You know, a lot of people don't want that confrontation. You know, so we just kind of have let so many things go. It's just completely.
Yeah, we did. We let a lot of things go on, you know. And I think that's probably why, you know, the people who control these things, if you know who I'm talking about, have really come down on the people who are, as they call themselves, in the circuit. I'm not part of a circuit. I'm a part of a motorcycle community. I'm not part of a circus either. I'm a part of the motorcycle community, and that's what I stand for, and I conduct myself in that way, and I have a lot of respect for my brothers and sisters. And back then, we were called brothers and sisters. Now, a lot of people don't call each other brother or sister because they don't act as it, you know? I mean, that's just me, but
But I am also open to change, because if I was strictly, you know, if I strictly adhered to motorcycle protocol, my club wouldn't exist. But for the But there's just too many people who just don't want to have someone else tell them how they want to run their club, especially if they have left the club and started a new club. Then they definitely don't want to hear nobody tell them how they're supposed to be doing X, Y, and Z. It's unfortunate.
Right.
It's unfortunate, you know.
No, it is. It is. And, you know, I'm listening to a lot of things that, you know, as a New York State community liaison, I work with Ms. Pat, who's our nationwide president for community liaisons. And I hear a lot of things that happen throughout our state. And, Chuck, I've got to say that we do have to get a hold of things because it is really, really out of control. It's truly, truly out of control. But I want to see more people live and not die. And I've been seeing a lot of my sisters go down. And I think a lot of women that are in these co-ed clubs, their brothers are not looking after them. I've also found in co-ed clubs there are these guys that bully women. I also feel in co-ed clubs there are guys who disrespect women and are not getting reprimanded for them for disrespecting women. And that should not be tolerated. I'm going to speak on that. I don't care whoever doesn't like it or not. You can come to me and talk to me about it. But I find it very disrespectful for you guys to mistreat these women that are in your club, bully them, backstab them, and all kinds of other things. I don't like it. So, anyway, you can touch on that if you want to, guys.
I don't like it either because the simple fact is, okay, so take for instance, you have a co-ed club and you have female riders in your club. And unfortunately, because of this area, I don't know about New York or anything like that.
About
New Jersey.
Right.
Like in New Jersey, we have a people who are bike owners. And so then they get into these clubs, and then these guys are like, well, you got to ride your bike. You got to take it faster. You got to do this, and you got to keep up. And it forces these women to ride outside their comfort zone out and ride somebody else's ride. Like, they're not riding to their own ability. End up crashing, end up going down, they end up dying. And because they're being bullied and to be a better rider without giving them the foundation that they need to build for the building steps to become a better rider. And I see it all the time. And unfortunately, you know, a lot of women don't want to be looked at as, oh, she can't ride. You know what I mean? That's kind of like a really bad stigma for someone who has a motorcycle. So when you prove themselves.
And you're right, because you know what I noticed? That a lot of women do fall prey to peer pressure, and that's exactly what it is. And I'm like, you know what? You can leave my ass, because guess what? By the time I get there, that building will still be there. If everybody left, then I would have had a nice ride getting there. And if you left me, then it wasn't meant for me to hang with you anyway. Another thing, too, because if you're in a club, you got colors on your back, and you leave your female behind, you're all a bunch of dirtbags. I don't care what you say. That's how
I agree,
feel about
Mama.
It. I agree on that.
And unfortunately, some of them saying, well, I'm a fall back and ride to her skill level, you try to force them to ride at their skill level, even if it's way before their time to do so. So,
you know, I'm going to say this, and one of the topics that I had was if, you know, can BMW lift ZX10's ass? I mean, Cowie's a pretty strong bike, and I know it gives BMW the business, and I'm all for, I like fast bikes, I love it. I want to see people ride, but do it safely. SJ, I want to give a shout out to my girl SJ24, because she rides and she races. She's the first black female that's out there racing, and she does it safely, but I must say, if you guys pay more attention at home, getting your home life right, getting shit right where you know your other half is happy instead of worried about these bikes and how fast they go, you would really have a beautiful life. You wouldn't even get on your bike to ride like a freaking maniac. To me, you're only making up for your shortcomings. That's
exactly.
Just me saying it.
I agree.
You know what I'm saying?
I agree.
But I want to know, I want to see the guy on the BMW, the guy on the ZX10, the guy on the R1. I want to see all y'all race, and then afterwards, get off, pull your pants down. Let's see who's bigger. None of you. Let's see Rachel Wise and say who's the best lover. None of you. Because all you got going on is that bike and that throttle. Now, I said it. I said it.
Wow.
But that's how I feel about it. What?
You know, I said, unfortunately, a lot of women just don't respect their motorcycles. They don't know about them. They don't know about their right tire pressure. They don't know what kind of gas to put in it, because that's
only thing they know how to do.
Right.
They don't know how to get oil. They don't know their bike. They haven't taken the time to learn it. So they just get on it and they think that because they can go 30 miles an hour, then, oh, maybe I could go 60. Oh, now I could do a buck 20. And then they find themselves in the situation and don't have the knowledge or
the ability to get out of it. Yeah.
Situation. You know,
you're
what I mean?
Right. Like what happens when you're fishtailing, how you pull out of it. You know, you should you add a stator bar, things like that, how to change your own tire, your own oil. These are things that we do teach you here actually at Yamaha at 399 Huguenot Street in New Rochelle. So I'm just telling all my listeners, you can come down and do that. Vixen, do you mind doing the news now?
No,
is that
I'm
okay
actually,
with you?
That's fine. Well, that's fine.
Okay, so Vixen's going to do her news.
Okay, first off, I want to start off. I really feel bad about this woman. I have a disabled woman killed by a hit and run blocks away from home. Her name was Marlene Zotti. She was 59. She had been buying food with her brother at ShopRite at McDonald's Avenue, Borough Park, around 8:30 Saturday. And I believe it was a white minivan, this heartless driver. He sped off, leaving this poor woman mangled in the street. Oh, my God, Hunter, I saw it on the news. They were announcing how she got ran over by that one minivan. She got ran over. Then a second driver came by and actually tried to stop from hitting the white minivan that just ran over her and winded up running over her as well. So this poor woman was ran over twice, sis, twice. Oh. And all she did was try to prove to her brother that she was able to go home by herself without him constantly having to drive her. Because, you know, she was disabled, and she wanted to feel that she can do it on her own.
Feel
so she got hit. Right. She wanted to feel that, you know, she wanted to show her brother that, listen, I got home and stuff like that. Because she did explain, he did explain to the news that she did say to him that he actually was proud because she said that she really wanted to get home on her own. Yeah. Turns out that heartless driver who actually was being sorted out by the police turned
by
himself
police.
In
yep.
3 days later on Monday. He turned himself in.
Wow.
And his brother said that his sister, if she was alive, she would forgive him. He does forgive the driver. He says he thought it was great. And I can't say his name. It's Mark Ortiz because it is in the news. He walked into the 66th precinct, and he gave himself in, and he said that he did apologize. And what actually happened was he actually had an argument with his wife prior to all of this happening. So this is exactly what happened because he had an argument with his wife. He was upset, which is what we do on our motorcycles. You know,
right.
We get upset
That's
at
true.
Our spouse, our friends, our loved
yeah.
ones. In the heat of the argument, you get in your car, you get in your motorcycle, and you just speed off, and look what happens. Because of somebody's argument with their loved one, someone else's loved one got killed. So
Chocolate was just saying that about people, you know, how we just never know. We just never, ever know. We try to be independent and do things on our own. And you know, things happen. Well, God bless her, and I did see that. I've seen that all over the news.
I just thought that was sad because she really did, according to the brother, she really did try to prove her independence. And this man, I guess he was nervous, which things happen. You know, I mean, it happens every day. You do something wrong, you panic, you flee, you think about it. You know, you see that it's the wrong thing to do.
Well, that's not everybody, Vixen, because a lot of people do not have a conscience.
You're right. But fortunately,
God bless him that he did.
God bless that this woman is laid to rest, and they found him. He did give himself in. It wasn't that someone had to go out there and look for him. So I thought this isn't actually sad, but a good story, you know, at the end and stuff like that. And the family's able to at least grieve because they said that they found the guy, and he gave himself in. So that was like this man had a conscience. So that was pretty cool.
Exactly.
That
what
was pretty
got?
Cool. Well, I have a woman who was actually killed on a motorcycle by a hit and run, believe it or not. Her name was Sade Eversley. I hope I'm pronouncing her name right. She was 22 years old. She just met this 28-year-old driver and accepted
right.
a ride on a 2007 Yamaha motorcycle. They were traveling westbound near Cross Bay Boulevard in Queens when the driver lost control of the bike and struck the center median. So both riders were tossed into the lane, onto the oncoming traffic. The driver was sent to the hospital, but unfortunately.
So he lived and she didn't because she got actually ran over three times. Did
right,
you hear about that?
Right, right. Yes, I did. The motorcycle driver was taken to Jamaica Hospital. He was in stable condition, but this poor woman did not make it. So it's sad. You know, things happen
That's
out
really
there. You got to be
sad.
Very careful when you're on a motorcycle, not only as a passenger, you know, as a rider, but in any case, you get on a bike, you accept rides, and you never know what's going to happen. You know?
Can you believe that? 22 years old.
22 years 22. Old. And she just met the driver. I see girls who see men on motorcycle, and they're like, oh, can I get a ride? Can I get a ride? And, you know, sometimes the guys put them on. Honey, they don't even have helmets. You know, I see it Friday night
Booty
and Saturday
out.
Night when I'm hanging out. All
and
the motorcycles are lined
out,
up.
Everything. And wearing a German. Excuse me, guys, for coughing. I apologize. Wow, Vixen, that's pretty sad. Okay. What else you got? We're going to be getting to a story soon, guys. So somebody else coming up on the Hunter and Friend show. What
well,
else
that's
you got,
it. Vixen? That's all I have for now. Okay. That's all
okay.
I have for now as far as the news. Those were the two top things that came out in the news, and they repeated it twice, so I figured I'd share it with everybody. As far as this woman, it was a good, you know, a good.
And I always wanted to also give out, you know, breaking news that in Mecca, that's where the holy place of all Muslim people, excuse me, there was a really terrible train accident in Mecca, and I just asked everybody to just pray for them, that everybody's okay. A lot of people that were coming from Juma. Or going to Juma services that were on that train in Mecca.
Wow.
Okay, you're going to also do something for 9/11 you said you wanted to do.
I wanted to do 9/11, but before we go, I just wanted everyone to know, I don't know if everyone is aware that you and I grew up together. And actually, people don't know that we grew up together. We lost in contact, and actually, we found each other afterwards, but we did grow up together, actually in the same building, not in the same neighborhood,
exactly.
In the same building. We
same
knew each
building.
Other and everything. We have, I just want to put it out there, our Dykeman icon, Miss Big Shirley. May she rest in peace. She died last week. And she will be missed. Many are sending in a lot of best wishes, Texas, Facebook, IG. And I don't know if anyone is, you know, who's listening knows Miss Big Shirley. She was a woman that took in any type of kid. You name
animals.
It. Animals, kids, foster children. If a parent couldn't deal with their child, that day, that night, they would knock on the door. Miss Big Shirley would take the child, and if you didn't have food, she had food. So
she shared everything with you.
Much love to Big Shirley.
And I wanted
much
to
love.
Say, and much love to her, and she will be remembered, and because of her, excuse me, guys, I'm recovering from a
many
that
kids are who they are today because Big Shirley was
today.
There for everyone.
Yes, and then we're talking way back when it was the crack era, you know what I'm saying? She was
taking crack
babies.
She took
then.
All them crack
so.
Babies. She took anybody's child that had problems, anybody
she
needed
help
food.
You.
Big Shirley was there. So rest in peace,
and
Big Shirley.
And I want to say to her, too, shout out to Shirley. Because of her, we see all of our old school buddies, which was amazing. And, you know, seeing how, you know, how they've gotten so old and we've gotten, and I've gotten so young.
That's cool. Well, you know what? I mean,
go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, due to her unfortunate, you know, passing, it brought many of our old, you know, old-time OGs together. We got to see Hunter and I. We got to see all our friends from the building, people from the past. We were able to, you know, sit around, hang out for the weekend, talk about Big Shirley. We all spent the weekend together. It was really nice. It was, you know, so we got together. We got to see our old friends
our
and family.
Friends.
So
that's right.
Our true friends.
Really
we got
nice.
To see her friends, talk about Big Shirley, what she's done. So that brought us all back
that's
together,
what it's all
too.
About. I want to actually put on, thanks, Vixen. Thanks for.
No problem.
Excuse
may
me,
she
guys.
Rest
I
in
really
peace,
apologize.
Big Shirley.
Yeah, may she rest in peace. God bless her. I actually want to, I'm going to put him on. I don't think he was ready. I actually gave him a later time. But I'm so excited for this new guest, my next guest. And I'm going to put him on. UConn, are you on?
I am on.
Hi, UConn. How are you?
Hi,
I'm fine.
UConn.
How are you doing, ladies?
The Hunter and Friend show. We're good.
A very interesting show. A very interesting show, I should hear.
I guess that tells that he was on since the beginning.
Yeah, you know, I basically do my quick resume, ladies, make sure I'm that's the right way. So, you know, I'm just listening, you know.
Exactly.
Exactly.
How can you hear me? I'm good.
Yeah, we're good. Actually wanted to have you on a little earlier. As you can hear, everybody's been anticipating. I've been getting texts, people telling me what time, bring him on. So I would like to introduce yourself and what you're doing and what the great thing besides what Chakra's doing in the community with her ride, Memorial Ride for Jackie. But tell them about your great product that you are offering our NC community.
All right. First of all, it's an honor to be on here. I do appreciate it. Thank you. I'm doing this now. Mm-hmm. I'm about to get on national TV and radio, but my name is UConn. I am a biker from Virginia, active military. I've seen a lot of pain in this bike world that I created a website and an app that will expose clubs. Because, like with respect, I was talking to Hunter, I didn't know she existed, but we've been going to Bike Week for years. So that's one thing what's going on. And basically to help traveling bikers and visitors, like myself, if I'm going to a new state, regardless if I'm going to a party or if I need some aid or any type of assistance, when I go to a new area, my website right now, the apps will be out in 2 weeks, but the website right now, if you go to a certain city like New York, somebody is in the bathroom. Okay. Got that. But once somebody goes to a certain state, a person can hit the drop down, just say New York, you'll see all the bike clubs, car clubs, social club. I also invented bike night, happy hour and other stuff like that to make it easier for this community also. And we'll talk about that protocol stuff because I'm all about protocol and what you guys about old school and new school, and this is very new school right here. So let me tell you, we could definitely get into it. Am I still on?
I'm sorry. Tell them how they can give them the website. Like, how does this work?
Okay.
Say I'm going to Washington, D.C. I'm not going with my club, but it's two members, and we're going. But we don't really know anybody, but we've heard about this. Block Burners is having something there, but we don't really know anyone. What do we do? Can somebody
all right, well,
phone?
Well, it's just like this, and I'll give you the example of 2013, how this came about. We was in Virginia traveling to Delaware, and we were traveling in Maryland, and it started raining, you know, and I do custom bikes, and like I said, my cousin know when I was there, I don't like my bike to get wet. I'm just one of those bikers, you know, I like to ride when it's sunny, and when it's sunny, I stop too. Hey, don't judge me, I'm a grown man, here we go. But here we go.
He's the one that carries those thousands of towels.
Yeah,
right,
exactly.
Under your feet? I hear that.
No worries. But this was my thing. We stopped in Maryland, and then I'm sitting here like, there has to be something out here because I know there's 1,000 clubs and there's 1,000 events going on. If we was to get stopped right here, I don't want to end my night into a hotel. I don't want to drive 3 hours back. At the same time, too, if I'm not a friend with you on Facebook or if I'm not in a group, I am in the blind. I don't know what's going on. So that's why somebody said, hey, UConn, you should make an app. So basically what I did is, you know, I thought it was a good idea. So I created like a 60-page PowerPoint because I did websites before. And I presented it to my app designers, Apple and Android, and said, is this possible to do? First off, they came off and said $75,000, that's how much it costs. I'm like, you know what, the hell with you guys. And then I started talking to everybody across the nation. And everybody was like, you know, it's a good idea. I said, but I need this much. So like, well, hell. I said, well, you know what, I got it because – I've been stacking pennies for a few times and all that stuff too. I do have investors right now that people believe in me. So this is where it started. So I started in May. Matter of fact, I started at Bike Week because I'm active military. I started when I was in Spain.
Right.
I'm back home right now. I retired in 4 months. Bless my soul. But on top of that, I'm advertising right now. Anybody can go to any website, no matter where you at right now for the website, any state. It's just starting right now. I am putting it out there. I'm going to be on national TV. We just got done with the commercial. But any state you go to, you should know what's going on at all times. If we have a community flooded up. Now this is for, and now let me give you a disclaimer. This is for 99 type clubs, and I will honor other businesses and groups that do that. But we all know that OMCs are not going to get on there, and this is going to be a secure page. No, this is not going to
right.
be for
That's
a. This
happen.
Is for a play club. Yeah. Is that, don't worry, because I've been getting date raped by this all the time. But no, this is not for play clubs or anything like that. Go ahead, I'm listening.
Okay, are we on speaker? Because if we're on speaker, we're hearing like a feedback. Can anybody hear that?
No, I am in my. I got the Bluetooth on. When I get this, I could go to the phone. I can go to the phone.
Okay,
honey,
if I may ask two questions.
And now I'm on.
Is your app going to be free?
Everything is going to be free. This is how it's going to work. The Apple and Android app, like I said, I'm not trying to get rich off my community at all.
Right.
Everything's going to be free, but everybody need to know that this is money. This is I'm like six figures in on this because it's real big. I don't mean to bring up price, but it costs money because guess what?
Of course, which is why I'm asking, is it free? Because, you know, you're putting out a lot of time and money.
Yeah.
Well, I'm sure that you're not doing it for nothing. Even though you're doing it for everyone's safety, how long could you keep this up?
I can keep it up for a good minute, but at the same time, too, I need an app engineer, you know, and a website engineer. You got to know once iOS and Android go to updates, I got to go through the updates. And the only time I'm charging, and let me give you a story. Every club averages about 10 to 15 events a year.
Right.
And, you know, and the reason why I did this, because I was running the council in Virginia, helping run the council, whatever you want to do it. 40 different clubs, 40 different Excel sheets, minutes, all that stuff, too. It just got confusing. Now my website, you could go on there and add all your clubs, and then you can merge everything together in one calendar.
That's
and
what
then,
I was going to ask you.
Exactly. And then on top of it, you are bettering your market is what I'm doing. Because guess what? We are getting the same money. I don't like getting the same money. We got so many visiting bikers and visiting clubs coming in. They don't know me. I don't know them. But if they come to the site, whoever's hosting the club, that is more money for them. And I heard y'all talking about the money thing and, you know, the new clubs and the top-tier clubs and the low-tier clubs. Guess what? Everything evolves around money. At the end of the day, I don't care what you say, you're going to need money to survive regardless.
Right. Mm-hmm. You're absolutely correct.
So basically on your app, we're going and we're putting our own stuff up, our own events and everything that's going on. So this way everything's done correct.
Yes, and I'm only charging for the flyers because this is what I'm doing. When a club, just say, Hunter, just say the club, Hunter Riders, whatever like that.
Right.
And just say you're national, whatever like that. We'll do it like that. You're big, like Black Tigers in Virginia, these people that do big things where people come from all over the world. If you want to just promote for that state, I'm only charging $2.99 for that flyer to stay up for a whole year. So if you're smart and you think a year out what's going on, that's for the year. Now, if you're a big club, like, you know, when the OMCs want to, you know, they want to do that stuff because guess what? They want to get some money too. Then you make it national. If you want to make it national, that means all 50 states will see it, and then you will be on my homepage. When somebody go on it, the homepage, if you go on www.wearmyvest, W-E-A-R, like I'm wearing it, wearmyvest.com.
Okay.
Because I have some people come to me and say, hey, wear my vest. I'll take a size double X. Dude, really? you're reading too much into it, you know?
Right.
Well, I think that sounds good.
Now, is this a way that other people can track other people also? Can they track where you are?
This is a search directory. Yes, it's basically
the thing
you
is,
made a search directory.
But the thing is that when you do that, and you know some people do have enemies because they're not living right, they can also track you down. You know, or, you know, like I do have stalker issues at times. You know, I kind of, that would be something I would be worried about.
Oh, no.
Just saying I'm not hesitant, you know. But
well,
it's a great idea.
It's almost like the Black Planet of our era. Remember Black Planet where we all made up our, you know, because we all got character names, you know, we all got character names.
It's true.
And
that's true.
Facebook went crazy with Black Planet and MySpace. Now they're shutting people's page down and say, hey, now we need your government name. Everybody's like, oh, man, you know, damn, man. Now they know my name is David now. So now I'm like, oh, boy, I can't lie no more. But, okay, I'm out there now. But
that's
I tell
crazy.
People,
I'm, Not
no, I mean,
that,
if you think about it, everybody's page is going back to the government name now for Facebook because you don't have Prez or Shorty Lolo, you know, FCMC, you know, whatever
no,
like
he's
that.
Right. No, he's right. He's right.
Wow. Yeah, because
wow,
my page was shut down for 5 weeks because mine was CEO at Wear My Vest, and I don't know how I got it, but they saved it, but they shut me down, and I was down for 5 weeks, and they just turned it back on like a few days ago.
But they bullied you into using your real name. Now, well, I wanted to say this to you, and I said this to you earlier, that I think it's a great idea. We were talking with your chocolate from Jersey Jewels about the new and the old and the new bringing things in.
Mm-hmm.
You definitely brought this one in, and, you know, I spoke to you and told you that you're kind of out-beating the PROs. Because back in the day, like Vixen, AJ, all of you guys, Michael, in the motorcycle community, back in the day, the PROs ran your club. And the public relations officers knew each other, got you and the president together. Now there's presidents reaching out to presidents, which it used to be like that, but there are club members from other clubs reaching out to presidents. That never used to happen. I don't know if you guys know that protocol, where you know we're allowed to speak to anybody's president except your president. And if you want to address somebody's president, you have to go to the PRO or the sergeant of arms to address their president or their VP. Am I correct?
Hierarchy.
So,
yes.
Your hierarchy,
yes.
Right. So it's not even,
yes.
It's not like that anymore. Now people are just walking up to each other, and you have people that are coming out from, that are not members of our community in trophy parties, actually hanging out with presidents, and they don't have vests on. I mean, it's crazy,
well,
it's crazy, but we do.
Well,
uh-huh.
Well, I'm sorry. Go ahead. Well, you
no,
know, it is a new thing right now because here's the thing, and this is what I tell everybody, and, you know, everybody know me for being a business type and me being a leader of I go because I don't like I tell people I don't deal with the inner circle. I don't want to have no relations. I don't want to deal with it. I want to keep it business. And people who run councils, like people who run chapters, these chapters have thousands of people. And
right.
The community knows there is no party like a bike party, a car party, a social
mm-hmm.
party, because I can get dressed how I want to get dressed.
Right.
I can bring
right.
in my own booze. I don't have to go to the club. There's no dress code. I don't got to spend $100 to get drunk. Guaranteed
mm-hmm.
somebody's going to have something there to make me flip out. And there's booty and duty on everywhere, whatever like that.
See? Takes a minute to say that.
Yes, it does.
You go, UConn.
Hey, I'm just keeping it real, man.
I hear that.
No, you got to keep it real.
Not like a bike party having
now.
Booty all around.
But at the same
say
time, too, as you guys say, respect, these days
right.
now, the proper word on the street is, if you don't have a vest on these days, you're not cool. If you're not about that pride and belonging, you're not cool. And if you don't know how to, you know, use the word camaraderie, you're not about that life. And that's where everything is going right now. Man, I see aunts, 70 years old, that wear the vest. But guess what? The old school don't like the idea somewhat because, you know, they old school. They rather travel with the moon and the sun where it goes down. I know that's east, that's west. The new school, man, they're all about the social network, phones, this and that, and how easy it is.
Oh, my gosh.
You
it
have
is.
To
it's
respect
true.
The new. You have to respect the
you
new,
do.
But at the same time, respect the old. This community is so big right now. It is too big. It's like some people saying, damn, UConn, thank you, but it's not fun no more because it's too much politics.
You're right.
This is my thing.
You're right.
You know,
I'm
you're right.
Do.
You're right.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And this
you
is the thing
the
what I'm trying to do. And this is going to take a long time. And bless my soul, I'm trying to make it easy overall for the OMCs because they bless the 99 clubs. The 99 clubs are ambassadors of the zip code. If anything goes wrong, that's what you look to, and it looks up higher. It's a chain of command structure.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, as you do that, you know, you have to do that. But guess what? Every state has different rules.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because as you guys talk about females and this and that, there are some OMCs that's telling the female to get out of the world.
Wow.
You guys,
real?
No.
Hold on. What happened? We went PBS? Something by accident.
No worries.
Vixen?
I'm
are
here.
There?
I'm so sorry, honey. I had
that?
To get a call.
Vixen, that was a
real
commercial.
Call. I apologize.
Hey, it's all right. Go ahead. Go ahead.
No worries. No, no.
I apologize, UConn. I apologize.
No worries. No worries. Guess what? I'm here for. I'm grateful. If you guys want to come over there and clean your bathroom, I'm all good for that.
I was trying to get off the darn phone.
Oh my God,
but,
that's hilarious.
But what I'm trying to do is I created this to make it easy for everybody, because overall for the overseers could look down and see what's going on. They could monitor the 99 clubs. The 99 clubs can monitor everything around them, and then all these new news and all these so-called coming in and pretending and play, but they don't know the protocol. They need something to do it, because guess what? We can't canvass the area. There is over 500,000 clubs in the nation. About 6 million people wear a vest, and we have a 10 million people following. Who could control that?
Right.
You're right. The social media can. And what I'm trying to get to at the end of the day is if I could sit down with every state, and by all means I'll do it, because this is a goal and a challenge and a bucket list for me, to have every state give a protocol list of, okay, this is how the state needs to perform. MCs, you do this. CCs,
mm-hmm.
you do this. And SCs, you do this. Because the reason why the MC community is pissed off, for one, because, you know, you got car clubs and social clubs wearing vests. So when something stupid happens out of those two, people don't have time to look at the back of the vest saying, oh, there's
no.
Car clubs, social clubs. That's a biker. That's a biker.
Right. They just see us as we are criminals, bullies, bandits. And not knowing that we come from all walks of life, you know, and you know, people
at the same time,
are
every club has to be accountable. The president has
no,
to be accountable. That's his vest. That's his colors. At the same time, you was blessed to run that zip code and control your area. Now we all know that there's weak presidents, there's strong presidents, there's strong clubs, there's weak clubs. So as another club, you got to find out the median and find out who's going past their means and who's not making their means. See,
right.
You can hear me. I go through this all the time. There's no racism with me. If you're doing too much, you're doing too much. If you're doing too less, you ain't doing enough.
It's true. You know what it is? There's so many things that are going wrong. Like, you know, you have clubs that I understand that something, if your house burns down, the community should help you. Your birthday should be a celebration, but not one that people are paying for. Your whole week event of your birthday, if you got it at XYZ, ZYX, and Brooklyn Bronx in Manhattan, I mean, that's crazy. That's a little too much. The motorcycle community, that's not what it's for. But the camaraderie needs to come back. The brotherhood, the sisterhood needs to come back.
Mm-hmm.
I think what you're doing, you're bridging gaps. UConn, and you're putting people together, and which is amazing. I wanted to have you on the show for that, and commend you for doing that.
And just think about it, you started it.
Yeah,
so that's
you
something good,
it.
You know. When
you know,
we talk about
I mean,
that app,
really
we can
nice.
Say we spoke to him when he was starting it.
Yeah,
yeah.
You better catch me before I get a dollar.
Well, I need your autograph now. I need your autograph now, UConn, because then when
nah.
I talk to you later, you're gonna be too big. You're gonna be like charging me for that. So
never.
You know,
never
I actually want to put you in touch with Ms. Pat, who's our nationwide president for community liaisons, and she's out of Philadelphia and Maryland. And I am the New York State community liaison. This is
wow.
a great thing for us. For as a community liaisons, because we are able to keep in touch with our community and other liaisons from other states. We can say, hey, go to, you know, wear my vest, and you'll know who's in this state or that state, you know, that kind of thing.
Basically, I'm trying to make that. I'm trying to pull people. It's hard. I'm trying to pull everybody. And at the same time, Hunter, you'll mind if I speak again, because I guess 4 o'clock, I got people chiming in now at the 4 o'clock one, so... You
right,
know, if people
right.
don't know,
no,
I'm UConn. I am the CEO and founder of Wear My Vest. That the website's out now, www.wearmyvest.com, where I need all clubs, active clubs, validated clubs that have been blessed, whatever form, to sign on as members and create a club. Now, people's like, I don't want everybody to see my business. So let's talk about that real quick.
Okay.
I created this now because guess what? people I've seen come with minutes. You know, everybody got minutes. No matter what type of club you are, you come with minutes. But I've seen people come with minutes in their pocket, balled up, raggedy ass. Oh, excuse me. I'm sorry. I done cussed. $10.
We're keeping it real. It's okay.
Keeping it real.
Keep it real.
I'm sorry. But coming with that, my club page, if a club decides to use it, it is a secure page. So basically what I'm doing that, I gave you two features. I gave you the features where you can post your bylaws on there, where your whole
right.
club can have it. So you don't fall into that miscellaneous like, hey, man, I didn't know. No, you know. Go to Wear My Vest. Go to Section C. This says you cannot kiss a dog in public. Bam. You got it right there. Because guess what? Everybody in your circuit don't know those bylaws. They,
right.
they signed it saying, yeah, we got it, but they're not being accountable. And then when the law comes down on the president, he is accountable for all that. Now, the second one is the minutes. The minutes is the most important thing because the minutes keep a ledger of your history of what you have done in the years and stuff like that. So as long as you are a member on Wear My Vest, you can plug your minutes on there. Guess what? That president might move on, quit, all that stuff too. If I'm a new president,
and it's all
I would love to look back a few years and look at the history and see what they've done
mm-hmm.
so I can see, okay, maybe I could tweak it here or he's doing good. I can continue what's going on. At least you have a baseline of facts.
Mm-hmm.
That's great. And you know what? Some clubs will say, we're bankful because a lot of clubs don't know how much money they got, where their money went.
And the money
and
stole.
The president
the
or whoever walked
all the time.
Exactly.
So,
this is a really great thing.
So
mm-hmm.
that's the half of it. My main thing, I'm trying to make this the number one promote app. So
mm-hmm.
basically, every club averages about 10 to 15 events, but the only events you want public is your coming out party, your anniversary, and a few car washes or whatever you're going to do, cookouts to do that. That's where I'm going to hit you in the head, you know, with the $2.99 and the $9.99 for that because
mm.
I need servers to hold your flyers. But,
you
can also have people come to your club. Your page, they won't see your minutes and bylaws, but they will see your calendar because guess what? You got friends and you have followers that follow you that support your local event. So you want that. You want people to come check out the calendar like, oh, yeah, oh, boom, got that. And your calendar will relate with your iOS calendar or your Outlook calendar on your phone. And then you can look at other people's club and add those calendars because, man, there's a party going on every damn day. It's like 20 parties
a weekend.
What party I'm going to?
Like I said, you're putting a lot of PR roles to shame because every year we wait for someone to come out with the calendar for the yearly calendar of clubs and what they're doing, and it doesn't get circulated properly. Excuse my mispronunciation. So I think this is a great thing. Once again, we have a lot of listeners listening in. Regarding this. So don't forget, people, go to www.wearmyvest.com and sign up. Let's get it going. Moving forward, I just want to commend you on a great service that you're doing to our community, that you thought of this. There are people can network and bring everybody together, and this is really awesome. Anything else you want to tell us before Vixen gets to the event?
Yeah. Well, I just want to, like I said, the apps will be out in 2 weeks. Everything is free. But I just mm-hmm. want people to go on there, you know, just sign on. And basically my whole goal is to get everybody off Facebook and the PRO page because this is the other reason why I do it. If I'm on a PRO page, all this stuff too, and I post a flyer at 6 o'clock, and I come back at
mm-hmm.
noontime, my flyers is flooded. And at the same time at noontime, I am on the East Coast. I don't care what's going on in Texas and California. I don't care.
Mm-hmm.
That's why my site will break down the exact zip code. It's basically like Craigslist. You break it down to the exact location, and all the events and clubs will come up in that area. But the website is only as strong as everybody get on it, and that's the whole thing.
So good for you. That's great. That's awesome. And you're right. You're absolutely right. Again, thank you. Thank you for coming on the show and sharing this with us. I would like to update my listeners and followers on where you're at. So I'd like to invite you to come back on in a couple of months.
and let us know how it's going. What do you think?
Just that I might be charging. I might be $2 richer, so I might charge a 50 cents to get some time. You know.
You know, maybe before you get off the air, before you leave, so maybe you stay on, but maybe you could put out another shout out one more time. Your website, where if somebody wants to go off the air.
Well, how about some questions? I mean, I guarantee somebody got some questions out there. Somebody got some questions. Maybe.
I'm waiting. I'm looking, and all we have is listeners. So you have the ear of people. They're not asking. They seem satisfied. They're not. I have no one willing to speak. Let's see. Hold on. Hi, it's the Hunter and Friend Show. You're on. I'm actually putting them on the spot because they didn't even press one to speak. So you have a lot of people listening to you. So the floor is yours. They're believing in you. They're no one's saying, but what if and any questions? This is great.
I need that because at the end of the day, I've been fighting what ifs, and some people know I have to give it up to the leaders in Virginia that I watched my years that made me great like this, because I have leaders that, you know, the only why I'm a leader, because I have a good leader in front of me, and I think I have seen it all until how it goes down and how it's handled, and that's basically how I mimic them, and they see how much fortitude I got in this, and I keep it business. I love the bike. I love the vest life. I love everything about it. I swear I will do anything I can to help a brother at the best of my ability to help another brother, but this is how I'm doing it, because I feel that we need to combine. We got too much power. We're not using it. But guess what? If anything, I'm going to put it together, and if anybody want to do that, it is what it is. I'm hiring right now. Like, right now, my cousin is in Queens, New York. She's my PR. She is running commercials and TVs, and she's from St. John. She just graduated. I think she's listening right now, and I just hired another woman that was in a social group. She got her master's in communications. She could write a letter. You're black, but she could write a letter, and you were thinking the dude was white the whole time. I mean, she's a beautiful. So I need people like that.
Can I jump in? Can you hear me?
Go ahead.
Yes.
Hi,
ahead, AJ.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Hi, this is AJ. How you doing? Thank you. You just hit on something, leading by example, and it's obviously clear that you know your craft, you know what you're doing, and I definitely would love for you to keep in contact with me and Hunter or exchange phone numbers, because we're about to get into Bike Week. Again, I'm not a biker, so I'm helping Hunter's first organization. And and I think she reached out to me because she knows I'm about organization. I just think things go so much easier.
You are.
But we are all on the same page, and we all know what the marching order is. So listening to you and the things that you're saying, we definitely want to stay in contact. You know, some people are a little scared to voice their questions on air. So if you could share with us again with how we can reach you, so that, you know, maybe one-on-one people will reach out to you. But you definitely will hear from me, because I need confirmation on some things. You know, we do a lot of things together, and it's me and Hunter, and we go, oh, that sounds good. But we still need some confirmation from people who have done it before, who are doing it. And you will hear from us, definitely.
Thank you. Basically, what I'm doing is note that I'm here, but I do have some show warlords that's behind me that can vouch for me, because I usually get a receipt, because sometimes I don't know. I have invisible bodyguards that are on the set that's hidden, that talk to, that post, that don't supposed to be on the sets or social networks that I run to.
Right.
But at the same time, too, you can hit me up at CEO@wearmyvest.com. You hit me up that way. Like I said, I don't care if anybody find me. I'm in the 757. I'm hosting bike night. I just teamed up with one of the clubs, Palace of Plume, and we're doing bike night Wednesdays. Wear my vest there. And I know Hunter said about Bike Week, I'm doing two app release parties. My app release party will be in a 75, but we're also doing a Harley-Davidson sound competition. I'm working with Uptown Motorsports out of D.C., Maryland, BD. I'm sorry if I said that wrong, but basically we're trying to – he runs the sound competition for all the baggers, the big boys, the custom works. And what I'm trying to do is I'm trying to work with the House of Blues to get a day party going where we can have the sound competition with all the bikes across the nation do that. from 12 to 2, and then from 2 to 4, from 2 to 6, we're going to be in the Hall of Blues doing the app release party. So, but I know Hunter came to me, I'm already working on freaking 2017, where, because stand by for the All-Star game, because I will have the first
That's
round
what
of
I'm
the All-Star
talking
game.
About.
I got goals here. So I'm sitting here doing some things, putting this together.
Well, I thank you for that. I thank you. Vixen, are you on? Did we lose Vixen? Anyway, AJ, you told,
yes.
Moving forward, and I just want to thank you. You're just a very special guest to have on today. You're inspiring us with the new, even though you've been around for a while also. So I want to thank you very much, Yukon, and I wish you the best of luck. I got to kind of wrap it up, so I'm going to ask AJ, tell me about the 30th, AJ. What's going on the
30th? Hey, everybody. Those of you who don't know me, I'm AJ Poet, and I want to say thank you, Hunter, for giving me this opportunity to share. I met you back in 2014, and since I've been in your life and you've been in my life, we've been able to do a few things in the community, and that's what I like about
you,
being able to reach out to the community. And the thing is when you give back, it elevates you forward. So everyone that comes on the show,
you
can see how they're growing and elevating. But I just want to share with you about a gentleman that you and I both met in 2015, I believe, and his name is Christopher Samaria. Am I saying that Samaria?
Ah,
right?
Yes, you are.
And he has a group called Ninja Nation. I want you guys to write his information down, Ninja Nation. They just launched their record label, okay? And to tell you a little bit about them, and I don't know if you guys remember, well, Prince is still out there, but I know the philosophy that Prince had was that the artist needs to be more in tune to what is going on in the industry so that you don't get ripped off. If you know what your producer, what your PR person is supposed to do, then you will not get ripped off. I mean, you may not want to do those roles, but you need to be aware of what those roles are so that you don't lose money. And a lot of people lost money with royalties, and I know all of you know about
Motown. Not only their
money,
their talent. They get this
garbage
and they don't.
It's stolen from them.
Right.
If you're not in charge. And I'm not bad-mouthing these big companies. I'm just saying that a lot of times people, very talented artists, were out there and they weren't getting paid correctly and they weren't getting recognition correctly. And it's because these big companies, they could do it. So what's happening now is we're trying to get more and more individual talent to understand what it's needed in order to become successful. And I'm not talking about being a great star. I'm talking about being successful and managing your money.
Right.
But back to Christopher, he has a group called Ninja Nation. And on the 30th of this month, they're having a mixtape release party. And I'm going to give you the location. I want you guys to come. I am asking everyone to support, because one thing about Chris is he supports the bikers.
Everybody.
He comes out whenever, whenever Hunter calls on him, he's there with his group.
Yes, he is.
So we'd like to give back to him by supporting him. And I'm telling you, I am truly, I'm in it. I really believe that his heart is in the right place, and he wants to work with artists.
And his mind.
Yes.
So he's another one, believing in his dream.
Yeah, he wants to work with individuals who have been lied to, who have been misguided, and then also with individuals who know that they're talented, but they're still sitting in the bathroom, and people say, man, you're really good, but they don't know who to ask. So let me tell you about the release party. Mark September 30th on your calendar. Okay, and I'm reading from my computer, so I'm going to give you the address.
Okay, we got to go quick.
The Blackhorn 51, is everybody familiar with the Blackhorn 51? It's located at 8012 51st Street. Well, it says 51st Street Avenue. I don't know nothing about Queens. That sounds
right
to you guys. But that's in Queens, New York. The Blackhorn, it starts at 8 p.m. on the 30th, and the show actually commences at 9 p.m. You have to be 18 to get in, But to drink, you have to be 21. You guys know the New York laws, right?
Of
you can come to this party at 18, but if you want to drink something, you got to be 21. Okay, the admission for guys is $15, and for the girls, it's $10. Now, what I'm going to tell you, because we pressed for time, write this down. You want to go to www.ninjanationmusic.com. That's www.ninjanationmusic.com. Check them out.
Also, if you are interested in getting a producer, because they are, like I said, they just released their the launch party for their new record label. They're looking for artists. Serious. They're looking for talent. And, you know, I didn't realize how many talented artists. I gave him five names already. So if any of you know someone who...
Yeah,
I'm
exactly.
Sorry.
Contact him. Do you have an email?
Contact me, because, again, he wants me to send him serious people. So let me give you my number.
Okay.
914-299-0964. If you're interested in being promoted, if you're interested in learning about the business, he will talk to you. But he's only interested in you if you are interested in you.
In you.
And I'm sure you understand
what
that is.
Oh, wow. Well, great. I'm sure
all right.
Chris is just
so
very appreciative of this plug.
Next time.
Thanks, AJ. Thank you so much. And, Chris, just a big shout-out to Ninja Nation. I love them. They support me. They play every year at the Hunter and Friends Yamaha STL bike blessing here at 399 Huguenot Street. I just want to give a shout-out, big shout-out to my sponsors here at Yamaha. We got some great deals coming off. Look for me, Hunter, because I have VIP cards that last until whenever, and it's 15% off on all accessories, 10% off on service. I'd like to thank everybody for being on the Hunter and Friends show. I've been missing a little bit here and there, but it's only because of illness, but I'm back. I will be back fully straight. I enjoy this life. I am a biker. I am a biker woman, a woman that loves to ride bikes. I love my community. I've served this for over 20 years. I love great talent. I thank you, UConn, for being on the show. Wear my vest, www.wearmyvest.com. And Chocolate from Jersey Jewels, God bless you. She's a wonderful person, a great soul, and for honoring her friend, Jackie Booster, who died and back in 2009. And today is her birthday. Happy birthday to her. Thank you, Vixen, for doing Vixen's News. You rock all the time.
Love you.
AJ, you rock, AJ. Thank you. AJ, we'll be having her show coming up soon this fall. Snuff Production.
Can I say one more
we'll
thing?
We'll be on. Yes.
You guys, say a prayer for Hunter, and I'm serious, because she works for herself. She works more for. She works for you, and she really was sick this past week. I spoke to her the other day, and I was like, who is this man? I'm kidding. But I love her, and you guys need to say a prayer for her, okay? Because
I agree, AJ.
Doing
I agree. I'm piggyback off of you. I agree on that.
Right.
Thank you. Thank you, guys. Thank you. I really appreciate that. I don't often get people looking after me or even acknowledging me, but I do this for me. And, you know, JJ, you and I had a conversation before about how people, certain traumatic things in people's lives make them do things and behave a certain way. And I shared with you personally that my traumatic thing that happened to me in my life did the opposite. It made me want to protect everybody so they wouldn't hurt the way I hurt it. And I just want to make everybody happy. And I want people to live good lives. It's, you know, I'm not God, but it's kind of weird that I think that way, that I just want to see people happy, protect them. I mean, I'm not going to lie. I know some devils in my life, but, you know, even God, but remember, even God loved the devil because it was his child. So I can't compare myself to God. I don't want to be him, but I want to be like him. I want to just have a beautiful heart. And I just want to say love you to all. Thank you. My son's birthday is coming up on Sunday. He'll be 22 years old, and I'll be 25, so he's catching up to me. I don't know what's going on with that. Well, yo, Vixen seen him the other day. Vixen was like, what the hell, right, Vixen?
He's gorgeous, he's tall, and he made me feel old.
Vixen like came up to his knees. It was crazy. He was like, what the fuck?
I had to look
giant. But Vixen, right next to him was this tiny little white poodle, right?
It's a girl or a boy?
It's a girl.
Your boy.
His sister.
That was his sister.
But I just want to say, God bless you all. I'm going to play my son's in honor for his birthday, and I want to say rest in peace to my dad. Rest in peace, Big Shirley.
Rest in peace to Big Shirley and your dad.
Yeah.
Yep. Thank you, AJ.
And all 9/11.
And also
yep.
all 9/11 people who have passed.
Yep.
I also want to put that out, if you don't mind, put a tribute to all the families who are going through hardship today. And it is
mm-hmm.
hard for some, as we know, 14 years ago what happened. So I want to
send
our prayers for the families.
Prayers for them.
May everyone
and to UConn.
Rest in peace.
And peace. And UConn, to you and your new venture, we support you calling us here at the Hunter and Friends Show. TGIF, God bless you all. Thank you, and I will see you next Friday. You guys, listen to this. This is actually one of my sons. This is on his first day. Happy Friday.
Spit that real rap. Here you go. Catch a bitch up in the booth. Lost my team. Milking with the hands. We cleaned up. This goes out to all the crabs in the bucket that hate to see you shine, but love to see you with nothing. This goes out to all the chickens that be clucking, that really think they something, but they really just be sucking. This goes out to all my dogs in the struggle that stay fly 365 because they always on they hustle. I'm a lone wolf with no muscle, about to blow up in the city full of bustle. Aforementioned first two, living not discouraged. You go take skydiving lessons and jump out without a parachute. I'm trucking, you just terrible. Caught up in my head like sick. Y'all need Theraflu cause I'm getting my bread right. Pair of shoes, lead pipe, hitter than it's bedtime. Shit you never see before, you can call me Dead Mike. And everybody think they differ, but nobody can run with me. Why? I'm like scissors. Look, I cutter. My rhymes are smooth as butter. I'm not gutter, but I am a young mugger. That's money. It's funny how I spit it like no other. That's money. It's funny I make cheese without the udder, and I switch up like where that's under. I'ma blow up in a blink like thunder. It's a conundrum how we could transform Gundam. Corny motherfuckers just sun them. I am your father, Nundum. I am not involved with Nundum. Put a carpet out from under. Coming in swinging like nunchucks, coming for the hole. We bred, no wonder, it's no wonder. This goes out to all the crabs in the bucket that hate to see you shine, but